Well, Leo, first of all, congratulations on a good hard-fought win here tonight. You came back and had your first start of the season.
We ground out the result, you know, and it wasn't an easy night for football, but made mistakes and then things will happen. But it was great to get the win and delighted to get back in and get starting and, you know, get stuck into it again.
Yeah, and tell me, 2 points up at halftime, or was it one, but you were in front having played against the breeze, a strong wind and driving rain. Obviously, Michael coming on and getting the goal was crucial.
Hey, you know, when it was a big lift even to hear the crowd when he came on. It was a serious lift for the team. And then he comes on, then he bags a goal. Like, who else would you want in front of the goals, you know, than Michael? And he finished it lovely and gave us a wild lift just before half time. Like, you know, and we went in the point up, like, with that breeze. And I suppose we had a, you know, something to build on then.
I suppose if one can be critical is maybe when you did go four up and with the wind behind you, that you didn't kick on and you know, ease into an easier victory, because it was nail biting at the end there.
Definitely, we had chances too, like, and we missed a good few, like, shots that were we should have converted them, like, really, and. You know, that would have put 5-6 in it, and you know, you'd be just looking to close the game out, but no, we didn't. And I suppose we left it tight in the end, and thankfully, though, just we held on. Like, I suppose at the same time, they never really looked like getting a goal, and that was positive, you know.
There was a lot of talk over in the last couple of weeks since the defeat to Tipperary and the defeat last week to Fermanagh, maybe lack of leaders on the field. You started tonight at centre half back. And you showed that leadership in the first half. You know, has that come with experience or maturity?
Well, it's hard to know now. I suppose, as I say, in the day probably suited a few of us, you know, with the more physical game. And, you know, with the wind and the weather, it was a lot about controlling the game and controlling the ball, you know, and trying to make sure of every pass. And I suppose we're on the road a good while now, and you can call it whatever you want, but I suppose the young fellas had the legs to carry us through at the end.
You mentioned you're on the road a long time. Marked your 101st game tonight, first start of the season.
Aye, the years just fly in. And I remember when I was younger, McGuinness used to always say that, you know, that it's a short career. And, you know, when you're young, you don't think of things like that. You think it's going to last forever. And here you are now with 100 games played. Like, it really does fly in, like, and the years go by so quick. And, you know, a lot of good times and some bad times, but overall, it's
flown, has it?
It's flown, and it's just delighted to have played so many games for Donegal, you know. And I suppose as a young fella, that's what you always want, and to have played 100 games for Donegal, it's just. You know,
and playing well on your 101 and still playing well, you know, and still have a big role to play.
Well, hopefully, like, you know, I suppose it's a long season yet, and you don't know what's going to happen, but I'll be hoping to make a contribution in any way I can. And the main thing is, at the minute, I'm really enjoying it and enjoying playing with all the younger fellas, and, you know, giving them whatever advice we can, and them, you know, vice versa, and just enjoy
it. Were you carrying a knock over the winter or into the early part of the season, or was it the plan maybe to ease you back into the team?
I actually got a knock. I pulled my calf when I was just coming back before, you know, a month or two before Christmas, or about a month before Christmas. I pulled the calf when I was coming back in to try and get a bit of fitness, and that set me back then. I didn't get training right till after Christmas, so I just pushed things back, you know, and I was just trying to find a bit of fitness then over the last couple of weeks, and you know.
So you were well managed back into it?
Aye, definitely, I wasn't thrown in at the deep end now, so we've got plenty of, it's nice to get the game time over the last few weeks, and I suppose just good to get back in. It's lovely playing a full 70-75 minutes today, like, you know, and feel good after it, and after the win, things are.
Well, Keelan, first of all, in the scheme of things, how big a result was that for Donegal?
Of course, it's a big result. Declan said himself, going into the game, that it was a four-pointer, and we needed a win to keep our promotion hopes alive, so yeah. It's good to get the result now.
Yeah, because, you know, if you lost, you could have been looking what.
If we lost, we would have been under serious pressure now. Tight division, as you can see for yourself, so it was badly needed.
Yeah. And tell me, did you feel under pressure going into the game? Was there a little bit of pressure, the fact that you were at home as well?
I suppose there was a wee bit of pressure, right? Especially coming off the back of last week now. It was a poor second half, and we knew that wasn't going to be good enough. and it was a pressure to get the performance.
I suppose laid the foundation in the first half, really, didn't you, against the wind?
Yeah, we finished the first half well. Now the goal came at a good time, and was, I suppose, we weren't really happy with our second half. There's a lot we can improve on there, but we'll work on that now over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, because you went to 4 points up, and you could have kicked on, and you didn't kick on, and, you know, they came back at you, and it was scary there towards the end.
I was getting a bit close there near the end, but I thought we definitely should have pushed on in the second half, and I suppose that's something we'll have to look at now over the next couple of weeks.
Good to have Michael Murphy back, good to have Liam McLoon back.
Of course, it's good to have Michael Murphy and Liam McLoon back. Bring that experience, like even you see there at the end, when we need to win a kick out, Murphy comes out, wins the ball.
When you need the goal, he got one too. Yeah, and that had been the feeling in the team, hadn't it, in the last couple of weeks? You know, that was maybe the difference.
The goal definitely was the difference. It came at a good time for us as well, I suppose.
First season, you on a personal level, you established yourself on the team. You know, how are you enjoying it?
Of course, I'm enjoying it. Nobody wants to be training to just train. You want to be training to push yourself, to get playing, to go and prove yourself.
Yeah, so looking forward now going to Cork, back as you say in the mix for promotion. I know probably other people and other results will have a say in that too, but you're definitely back in with the chance of getting promotion again.
Yeah, I hope so. We just have to build on this now and carry it on into Cork and get another result down there.